Christmas in Korea. Holiday hopes following a year of tension and unrest.
But right now, this is a tinderbox.
I hope this light would become a light of hope, reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace.
What we need to do is not just tamp things down, but look at steps that can be taken by the North Koreans.
Ultimately, I hope this light to be the light of unification.
That's the sober assessment of mediator Governor Bill Richardson and the fond hopes of a South Korean clergyman at a tree lighting on the border between the North and South. Christmas is a big holiday for some in South Korea. This year, it may be just what's needed. East Asia's expectations from Santa in a year of uncertainty. Korean Christmas hopes and dreams. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're live, and it's Friday, Christmas Eve, December 24th. We're going to take a look at Christmas from the perspective of folks in Korea, both outside of Korea, looking back at their home country, and inside Korea, looking at the tensions between the North and South. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. A manhunt is underway in Mumbai, India, for at least four men believed to be in the city to carry out a terrorist attack. The group is Lashkar-e-Taiba, a Pakistani group blamed for the November 2008 attacks in Mumbai that killed more than 160 people. Joining us now from Mumbai is Vikash Bajaj, a Mumbai correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Vikas, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the latest? How do Indian authorities know or suspect that there are these four folks in there to do possibly a continuation of the terror that we saw in the Thanksgiving 2008?
Yeah, they claim that they have specific intelligence that ties these four men to a planned attack in Mumbai, and they even offered a sketch of one of the four men that was supposedly the ringleader. Now, it's unclear, you know, how good the intelligence is and whether the men are in Mumbai or whether they're somewhere else and planning to come to Mumbai. But they strongly suspect that the attack, if it were to happen, would happen here in Mumbai.
You know, we should point out that, India is known for having very, very good on-the-ground, intelligence inside Pakistan and among terrorist organizations in South Asia. Isn't that the case?
It's hard to really evaluate that. There were, after the 2008 attacks, there was a lot of recriminations about how much the Indian intelligence services and the American intelligence services know, and whether that intelligence is passed on to the people on the ground. And, you know, there was that incident was very much in that sense like 9/11, that, you know, there were warnings, but they probably weren't heeded properly. Mm-hmm. So then I think it remains to be seen how well they actually collect the intelligence and how well they act upon it.
Well, a wake-up call in Mumbai there. That's New York Times correspondent Vikash Bajaj in Mumbai. They're looking for four men believed to be in the city for a terrorist attack. Thanks so much for joining us. Number of civilians killed or wounded in the Afghan war increased by 20% during the first 10 months of this year. That's according to the United Nations report, which also says the Taliban was responsible for nearly six times the number of civilian deaths as NATO forces. An update on yesterday's twin mail bombings at embassies in Rome. A top Italian official say it was an anarchist group that sent bombs to the embassies of Chile and Switzerland. Several inches of snow expected across the U.S. heartland today. The Midwest bracing for snow and ice from a storm that's expected to deliver a rare white Christmas to Tennessee. Asian markets up, half day for European markets. Our indices are down, and Wall Street, of course, is closed for the holiday. Coming up on this Christmas Eve, our Remixing the Holiday series ends with Natalie Cole. Boy, does she have a Christmas music life to share with us. But first, a check on the developing situation in Asia. South Korea may be celebrating Christmas, but we're also on edge around the world. Tensions between the North and South.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.